Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. With a poster of the four people killed front and center, the House Homeland Security Committee held the first congressional hearing today into the April 15th Boston Marathon bombings. Lawmakers praised the response to the attacks, but also asked if they could have been prevented. Boston is part of a joint terrorism task force of local and federal officials, but committee chair, Republican Michael McCaul of Texas, asked Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis if his four officers who sit on the task force received information from their FBI colleagues about bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Before the bombing, were you aware that based on this Russian intelligence, that the FBI opened an investigation into Tamerlan?
We were not aware of that.
Would you have liked to have known about that?
Yes.
Before the bombing, were you aware that Mr. Tamerlan traveled to the Chechen region?
No, we were not.
Again, would you like to have known that?
Yes.
Kurt Nikisch of our home station WBUR is on Capitol Hill. And Kurt, just to stay with that exchange for a second. So again, even though Boston police had four officers on the task force, and one of them, we're hearing, worked on the squad that conducted the investigation after the Russian tip, but none of them knew about the Russian information. How did that information reverberate there?
Well, it was clearly the point where everybody really sat forward in their seats, and it really gets at what the committee is trying to find out. Chairman McCaul said that, you know, he's afraid law enforcement failures may have led to this attack's success. And so it was also a very interesting hearing because there was the Boston Police Commissioner and a Massachusetts state official. There were no federal officials there to testify. And so at the same time that there was a lot of praise for the law enforcement and emergency responders in Boston, they do want to get at this harder question. And that means that they're asking some of these local officials to say, you know, what they would have liked to have gotten from the federal government. And of course, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis gets a lot of money. His police department gets a lot of money from federal Homeland Security money, and so it put him in an awkward position.
Well, and perhaps that's why, or perhaps it's just because it's true. He seemed to go out of his way to say, no one bats a thousand. In other words, he's not fully blaming the feds. And 65 homegrown terrorist threats have been stopped since 9/11. Three have succeeded, Boston, and then, of course, the Army recruiter killed in Little Rock in 2009, and Nidal Hassan, who killed 13 at Fort Hood that same year. So this goes along with that idea that there are going to be some failures. But what did he say he might have done if he knew about those warnings?
Well, Davis said that he would have had officers look into it. They would have talked to Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They might have talked to his friends and family. They might have talked to people at the mosque where he went. But he really stressed that it's hard to know if it would have made a difference. And he gave an example after the hearing where he said that in Boston they have about 200 people on a murder watch list, so people that they're afraid might commit murders, and police go around and talk to them and just sort of stay in touch with them, keep tabs, sometimes follow them, but there's only so much you can do. And so he stressed that you have to kind of put it in the context of all the other information that's coming in at the same time.
Well, former Senator Joseph Lieberman said somewhat the same thing. He was critical. He said that there were intelligence failures, but on the other hand, the U.S. and Russia still don't trust each other, so that might have been part of it. But Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis was also one of several people who talked about not just law enforcement, but community. What did he say?
Well, he said that he really stressed that it's community engagement that can stop attacks like this, and not a computer that's spitting out a terrorist's name. He said that you have to develop relationships, you have to have people on the ground who know everybody, because it's the friends and family and people around these wannabe homegrown terrorists who are the ones who have the most valuable information. Yeah. And so he really asked for more support for that.
He says no computer is going to spit out a terrorist name, but someone in the community who's open to working with law enforcement might. Kurt Nikisch of WBUR here in Boston, covering the House Homeland Security hearing on the Boston Marathon bombings there in Washington. Kurt, thank you.
Sure thing.